Good evening, sports fans. Hey there, this is Shaggy. Getting ready to start you up with a 2 hours of sports talk. Again, I find myself without my partner in crime tonight, John Moore, home, cozy. Victor, I miss them both. Always. I hope they are listening. Call at some point. Company. Something I'm going to talk about. Whatever I want to talk about. Then I just start to play and kind of talk over it as we go for
yeah. the blind man. So I won't sell the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with my little some slash and torn.
All right, folks, good evening once again. This is Shaggy. I am by myself. I do not have to plug the Mutiny Festival Comedy Festival, so we can dispense with all that nonsense. I am by myself, missing John and Victor. Let's talk about the Raiders a little bit with what's been going on with the free agent signings and such. Personally, I think they've done an excellent job filling a lot of needs. They had the salary cap money to spend, and they definitely had some needs despite the promise of this season. And they filled them. Let's see. They got their offensive line guy from Baltimore, Osimile or something like that. Let's see. There's the pass rusher. And they got the cornerback from the Chiefs. The pass rusher, Bruce Irvin from Seattle. And Ken Norton, the defensive coordinator, has worked with him, vouched for him, of course. And everybody says nothing but great things about Osimile from Baltimore. And same with the cornerback from Kansas City, who I am blanking on the name of. I'll try and get it to you in a second. But all of those were definite needs for the Raiders. They... Amundsen came out at the end of last season to show that he can be a starting quarterback, a quality starting cornerback, I should say. I think I said quarterback just a moment ago. Quality cornerback and somebody they can depend on. And now they got the guy from the Chiefs. And I'm about to find out. See, this is the advantage of having somebody else here. They can talk while I check things out. So I'm just going to say what's his face from Kansas City. All of them are, you know, we have two guys who've won the Super Bowl. So we have championship experience. And the Chiefs. Defense definitely has carried them the last few years. Is the main reason why they won so many games in a row at the end of this last season. After Jamal Charles went down, the offense played how they should have played. And just like the Broncos, just like some other very successful teams, the offense also be a game manager while the defense essentially gets the offense in good field position, score easy, and also maybe even scores quite a bit themselves. I think now You know, again, the three signing, I haven't paid attention to what has happened today, so I'm just going on what has happened up until this point. And yeah, solid signings. I think they, you know, we got top level talents at each position, and I think we paid a good price. We didn't. I don't feel we overspent. I feel the Giants overspent on some of their defensive free agent signings, as did some of the other teams. But I think for the money, I think we paid a very good price. I think the Oakland Raiders are an attractive destination now for free agents. We've seen that the last few years with Justin Tuck and Charles Woodson and other. Of course, Charles Woodson had other biases and reasons for coming back to the Raiders, but you know, the Raiders and Reggie McKenzie have signed a fair amount of respectable names. Some of them didn't turn out quite well, especially on the defensive side. But you know, I think the ones that we made this week, I think, are really solid. And again, the cost benefit is really high right now. I mean, it's not costing a lot, but I think we're going to get a lot for the money we are paying. Again, seeing the madness with Brock Osweiler going to the Texans and how much they paid for, right now, an unproven commodity. We're not sure how well he's going to do. He has an excellent target in DeAndre Jordan. I believe the Texans might have also picked up a wide receiver, or they're targeting one, and I don't remember right now. But again, a couple of things that I like about these signings is that they come with championship experience, and better than that, more than that, the character of these players is without question. You know, they didn't get in trouble in college. They have, you know, been around in the pros long enough to where if they're going to get in trouble, they would have gotten in trouble by now, probably. You know, everything, all the reports, everybody speaks highly of their character. And that's one of the things that I commend the Warriors for, is their character. And I'm going to get to that. We're going to talk about Harrison Barnes a little bit. But, yeah, I think it would be great if they could get Eric Weddle. I believe they are going after him. I think he would want to sign with the Raiders again. It's becoming an attractive destination place for free agents. Again, I think with being in the same division as his former team, the San Diego Chargers, Eric Weddle would get, you know, revenge. You know, he would get to play his former team twice. And for all intents and purposes, my understanding is the parting is not, I don't know, like mutual. Definitely not mutual. Reconcilable. Basically, Eric Weddle is kind of pissed off. I'm lacking the words because I'm trying to think of so many things to say as I'm saying other things. But, for example, my understanding is late in the season, after the Chargers were way out of it in the game, they were way out of, Eric Weddle stayed out at halftime to watch his daughter do some cheerleading routine, and Eric Weddle's Twitter handle or something is supposed to be something like family first. So you can see what kind of character we're dealing with Eric Weddle. You know, he is a good guy, family man. I think he has four kids. You know, I think he could be had for a decent price. Again, a very cost effective signing. Somebody who'd be motivated in the division to stay in to face his old team twice a year, but also because of the familiarity. And it's the West Coast, the best coast.
I'm surprised a lot, you know, just for that fact alone. I know California's taxes aren't what it is in other places, but California is really one of the best places to live. We have a lot of, we have everything, you know, mountains, ocean, everything. But I digress. Let's go back to talking about the free agent signings. So all this, all these free agent signings have left them with a lot of flexibility in terms of what they need to do in the draft. Give me one second. I'm going to switch over to the other microphone real quick. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So now, assuming they do sign Eric Weddle, yeah, then they really have a lot of flexibility. I was saying last week, I believe, that I think they should go after a running back. I was thinking in the middle rounds, but there is one running back that came into, view. Sorry. Zeke Elliott. I'm hearing great things about him. I'm not as familiar as I'd like to be in order to make these comments, but my understanding is he's a great pass blocker, really good at finding holes. Just really all-around good fit for the Raiders, and a good complement to Latavius Murray, who is showing, especially with his upright running style, that he is susceptible to injury, that you know, he fumbles a fair amount, and as much as he had a great year, there is some question marks. Not so much about Derek Carr and Amari Cooper, but of the triplets, as they say, I think the main concern would be on Latavius Murray. Let's see here. So going back to the draft, I think this real flexibility, they could trade the pick and hopefully maybe turn it into more picks and better picks. They have this, really gives these signings give them a lot of flexibility, and there, that's one of the benefits of having a lot of cap room, is that you can make these signings and set yourself up well in the draft. And hey, you keep your draft pick and or all your picks, and you're relatively set now in terms of your starting defense. And again, this is all assuming they sign Eric Weddle to safety, because that right now, that's the only position that gives me a little pause, a little concern. They struggled a lot, especially at the beginning of the year. Once Amundsen came in and settled down their cornerback positions, it gave the safeties a little bit more free rein. Charles Woodson, God bless his heart, played his heart out. I wish he could stick around, because I think he, even though he is old for a football player, especially for a safety, I think he's just great enough where whatever speed and ability he's lost is made up for his smarts and his experience. I wish him all the best. He's got a number of things that he's working with, including a winery. So the draft for the Raiders looks good. The 49ers, on the other hand, have really been quiet in the free agency. They've had a few signings, but nothing of note, nothing to get anybody excited about. I really don't know what their cap room is like. They're with all the retirements and everything. I'm not sure exactly how it's affected them. I haven't investigated it enough. I apologize for failing as your sports radio host in that respect, but I'll do my best to make up for it. Anyway, blowjobs for everybody. I'll have Juan from work give little boy hand jobs to everybody who is disappointed in my preparedness. Let's see here. That's really all I got to say about football. I'm going to play a quick song here and think about what